a goal of achieving when they're using your app.
Right.
And so it's sort of what they're going to do in your app. And then we're going to figure out the features that support those user flows. And that is going to, again, tie directly to that great at statement. They naturally are filtering up towards that great at statement through the presentation.
Yeah, and it's always really, like Brandy had said, we actually did this with Contoso Cookbook, and we're actually going to kind of talk through that story over the next couple of slides. But it was really, really helpful for us to be able to look at that great at statement. We were making decisions throughout the design of the entire app. Like, is this feature in and out?
Yep.
Or we're having a discussion, and it always came back to how does that realize or how does that make the best at statement possible?
Does it really support it?
Yeah, yeah. And it was super, super helpful. And I've used this process through all the Windows 8 apps that I've designed. We used it for Contoso Cookbook, and it was super helpful just to get focused on what's this app going to be great at?
Exactly. It's really easy to want to fit several really awesome, amazing features into your app. As creators, we naturally have a lot of really great ideas, and you can certainly imagine ways to sort of fit in different features, but really honing down on a real strong purpose is going to make your app just so much better of an experience for your users, and they're going to become loyal and emotionally attached to your app.
Absolutely. Greatness is addictive.
Exactly. So when Chris and I were trying to figure out what kind of app we should make, we kind of realized that we're both foodies. We both really enjoy not only eating out at restaurants, but also making our own food. We enjoy going to the farmer's market and finding great seasonal local ingredients and preparing those and sharing them with friends. Of course, food is a social event, as Chris mentioned.
Yeah.
And so we realized that there was this gap in the marketplace for sharing apps that allow you to talk with friends and to share things with friends, but then also apps that allow you to search for recipes and are really food focused. And so we decided that we need to create one app to rule them all. We wanted to create a social app that it is focused on food. It is focused on finding and preparing amazing food with friends.
Right.
And so then we needed to create a great at statement. That was our next step.
Right.
And as I mentioned, this is the premise that really focuses your app. What you want to do is kind of sit down and figure out where that gap in the marketplace is, how your app is going to be truly differentiated. And then you're going to write a sentence. It's going to be specific.
Yeah.
It needs to be, again, very focused. It's one sentence. It's not a paragraph. And it's again, what differentiates your app from the rest of the marketplace. You want to stand out. You don't want to just simply create something that already exists. And what you are going to do is fill in this blank. There's this app is great at blank.
Right.
And you're going to fill in that blank, and that's going to keep you honest throughout the development process.
Yeah, it's a guiding light. And for Brandy and I, when we did Contoso Cookbook, I mean, we sat down and said, hey, there's lots of great recipe apps, and there's lots of great social apps. And what we ended up doing more than anything else is you would post a picture of something you created from the recipe app. Or your friends would be sharing a recipe with you via email and stuff like that.
Yep.
And it was kind of one of those things, there's great recipe apps, there's great social apps, but you know, naturally sharing recipes and cooking and stuff like that is a social activity. So let's make a great social recipe app. And,
exactly.
And that became the sentence for our Contoso Cookbook.
When you're creating, and I'll show you that sentence in just a second, but when you're creating your great at statement, this is just sort of reiterating what we've been saying. You want to recognize what your app is great at before you start. So have that brainstorming session before you really come up with your definitive, this is what my app is going to do.
Right.
You want to kind of make sure that you are bringing a concept to the market that is legitimate and differentiated and really it's focused. You want to think through user flows and features that add value back to that great at statement. So we'll go through some exercises to do that. And you want to kind of remove everything else. And we'll go through some fierce reduction exercises, which is so hard to do. But we'll do that through the next few slides, and we'll show you what we did with Contoso Cookbook.
Right.
Our Contoso Cookbook great at statement is, Contoso Cookbook is great at helping friends discover, prepare, and share recipes. I think this says it all,
right.
And it very well should. This allows folks to discover and find new recipes that they want to make. Right. It allows them to prepare them, obviously, by reading the instructions, reading the ingredients, allowing them to post photos of the food that they've prepared, and then share those experiences with their friends, right, and keep up, too, with what their friends are cooking and preparing.
What are they reviewing? What did they make? Did they just upload a new photo?
Exactly.
And I can see that they're making tiramisu, and, oh, I love tiramisu, so maybe that's something that a recipe that I want to check out.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you can bother them as to why they did not invite you to dinner
exactly.
on that particular
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
The second step, as I mentioned, is choosing the right user flows. So firstly, we want to kind of define what a user flow is. It's an activity that a user completes in your app in order to achieve a goal. That's the wordy way of saying that this is the what.
Yeah.
When you come to the app, this is what the user wants to do in your app. It represents several different possible outcomes, and so we want to explore all of those possible outcomes and test those against our grayed out statement and make sure that they're legitimate in this situation. So Chris and I had some really great brainstorming sessions where we sat down and we threw a bunch of noodles against the wall and saw what stuck. We had some really great ideas in here. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could chat with a celebrity chef?
Right.
What if it wrote a grocery list for you?
Right, right.
There were several different ways that we could really imagine this app being incredible. But at the end of the day, that was too striated. We really needed to have a really honed down approach. We wanted to do something really well,
yeah.
and we wanted to create an interface, quite frankly, that wasn't super cluttered
yeah.
and that wasn't hard to navigate through.
Right.
And adding all of those extraneous features would have done that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so first, we wanted to remove features from our user list, our user flow list. And to define how a feature is different from a user flow, while the user flow is the what, the feature is the how.
Right.
So the feature is it's the means to an end. It's the tool that you use to achieve your goal. A great example of the difference between a user flow and a feature is that a user flow might be you go into your email program to send a message.
Right.
Whereas a feature might be that you bold the text within
right.
that message.
Right.
You don't open your email program to bold text.
Right. Right, right, right.
And so that is quite clearly a feature, whereas sending the message is the user flow. So that's kind of the difference. And all of those features are going to support user flows, and we'll get into them in a bit. But right now we want to strip those out. So looking at our brainstorming list, we kind of went through find recipes I want to make, browse recipes by cuisine, estimate the cost of a recipe, plan a menu for a party. And we noticed that a lot of these really turned into features.
Yeah.
So browsing a recipe, viewing recipes, things like that. And so we struck through anything that related to a feature. And you can see there's a pretty strong reduction here already into our list. So next we wanted to make sure that all of our user flows, now that we have real user flows, we want to make sure that they tie back to our grayed out statement. And so we brought that grayed out statement back on screen. Contoso Cookbook is great at helping friends discover, prepare, and share recipes.
Right.
This was the hardest part for, I think, both of us. And
yeah.
we kind of went back and forth on a few of these.
We did.
Estimate the cost of a recipe. That makes total sense. It's a really great feature.
Yeah.
However, it's super complex feature that really, at the end of the day, doesn't have any bearing on whether you want to
right.
prepare that recipe
right.
or not. Plan a menu for a party. Again, I could almost justify that against the social aspect of it,
right.
but it really isn't achieving what we really want our app to do. And
yeah.
so we had to mark through quite a few of these, actually. View wine suggestions, answer recipe trivia. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I did. No, but
there were fisticuffs.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's something that we had talked about when we actually did this, where you know, some of them are getting removed because they don't support the best at statement.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I almost go for a fierce reduction of a user flow that maybe just ends up being tabled. Maybe it's
yeah.
something that let's get it in the store. Let's get, you know, people using it, get some feedback, learn about the app, learn about our audience.
Yep.
And then maybe some of those features that were off will be on
mm-hmm.
because it's something you can do, you know, in a V2 or something like that to add features. Over time. But that fierce reduction, I mean, we saw a lot of things that, you know, didn't support the grayed out statement, so they were out of there because they were just
exactly.
going to water down the app.
Yeah.
And other things, maybe that's good for a V2, maybe the wine list pairings or something like that is a great example. Maybe that's something like a partner app that we could have, that you could share a recipe to the wine app, and it could tell you, it could match wines for you and stuff.
Exactly.
But I think getting focused is really something that is a mark of a great app in general, and Windows 8 in specific.
Yeah, and when we landed on our finer user flow list, it was kind of skimpy. There were three of them.
Yeah.
Find a recipe I want to make, prepare a recipe, share recipes with my friends. That ties back directly to our great at statement.
Right.
And it feels a little skimpy, like I said. But what I realized quickly, as any software or website designer soon realizes, is that those three principles become very complex in their own right.
Right.
And so I think that's one of the things that helped us create a great app, was that we did start so focused at the very beginning.
Yeah, and the app turned out fantastic. And it does these things incredibly well. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool in the fact that, yeah, that list looked small and maybe over-focused, but then once the features, the user mm-hmm. flows via the features started coming to life, you could see the greatness.
Yep.
And everything in the app absolutely shines, versus having an app that's maybe, you know, cluttered or bedazzled with a bunch of features that people don't use or just get in the way.
I really like your use of the word bedazzled. The third thing, I have a bedazzled shirt on today. The third thing is choose the right features. Again, as I mentioned, we're going to choose features that support those user flows. And this is getting into actually allowing those user flows to be achieved.
Yeah.
And so again, user flows are the reasons why people use your app. And again, they help people achieve the goals in their app. Make sure that every feature supports a great user flow, right, which then in turn supports the great at statement. Right. It's that chain relationship that I keep referring to. You also want to make sure that most of your features are used by most of your users.
Right.
There are always outlier users that really wish there was a wine pairing in the app, but right, really at the end of the day, you want to aim for the broadest common denominator and create a great experience for your average user.
Yeah.
And then make sure the features are specific. Make sure they tie directly back into a function and back into that user flow.
Yeah, every user is going to make a recipe in Contoso Cookbook.
Exactly.
It's gotta be in.
Exactly, yeah. And every user is going to hopefully find friends to associate with right, in that app and share recipes with and things
right,
like that.
Yeah.
So we went through, again, another fun brainstorming session, and we had way more features than we did user flows. And so you can
see
my...
It's actually a shorter list than what we came up with.
It is.
Yeah,
we had to fit this on the slide.
Yeah.
And so what we needed to do here, again, is another fierce reduction. We wanted to make sure that any features that we brainstormed actually fit a user flow. And again, we brought back some of those features that we marked through during the user flow exercise. And you can see View Pantry suggestions made it back in. Modify a recipe, switch between metric and English. There are a lot of great features here that we yeah, wanted to try and work in, but we really needed to be honest with ourselves about
right,
did it support a user flow? And so we ended up marking through a few of them. Calculate the cost of a recipe, create a grocery list,
yeah,
those kinds of things that really don't directly support a
right,
user flow legitimately.
Right.
The next step was a really great exercise in understanding what Windows 8 brings to the table already.
Right.
We removed features that were covered by charms.
Yeah.
And we have a little tiny for now on the slide there. You can see, because we do bring these back in when we're building out the rest of the app. We understand that share, search, account settings, those all live in the charms bar. But what we're trying to do with this features exercise is figure out what we need to account for as we're building our app
yeah,
and
yep,
designing it.
Yeah.
And so here you can see search, settings, share, login, anything like that was marked through. Next, we want to eliminate content layout features. This one's a little more abstract, I think,
yeah,
for folks, but really it boils down to, is the content providing this feature naturally?
Yeah.
And that's going to have to do with literally reading recipes or viewing ingredients, those kinds of things. And so anything, if you'll see what we marked through, learn about new recipes, view, submit, rate, those kinds of things are already taken care of
right,
by the content itself.
Right.
Next, we want to eliminate some system features. This one's easy. Cut, copy, paste.
Right.
It's included in Windows 8, and so you can just strike it off of your list. You don't need to account for it
right,
when you're developing. Now you have your final feature list. It's much shorter than the original one was, but notice too that it's quite a bit longer than our user flow list. Yeah. That's because it takes multiple features to support those user flows. Right. And it ties back to the fact that features are supporting user flows are supporting your grayed out statement, so everything has a really tight relationship there. We wanted to sort our features into feature sets that associate with each of those user flows. Right. This is another great litmus test as to whether your features are actually legitimately tying back to a user flow. Right. And within this exercise, we also kind of grouped our features, again, into feature sets. You can see browsing a recipe under Find a Recipe That I Want is pretty central and core to the activities. And searches as well. Right. It's a different experience, and so we called that out. Manage my favorite recipes. So as an account holder, you have several things that tie directly to your profile, and so you want to be able to manage those things. Preparing a recipe, you have a lot of things that really fall under preparing a recipe, and that ties back into to leaving feedback for your future self about why you liked that recipe.
Right, and for me, every time we go through this exercise, I mean, design is about creating a bunch of ideas and creating a bunch of options and then using what you know about the user and what you know about the space to say what are the things that we should do. There's lots of things you can do, but what should you do? And this really came down to, we threw out a whole bunch of stuff, you know, out when we were talking about user flows and features and stuff like that, and it was, you know, kind of got overwhelming, and there was lots and lots of options of what we could do. What I liked when we got down to this list is it felt like clarity. Like, yep, you could kind of feel, you know, both you and I and the development team kind of coalescing and really getting behind this grayed out statement, these user flows and these features. And once we had that, you know, you're there just based on the emotions of the team. And everybody started to feel like, yeah, this is a great app. This is going to be really, really cool.
Exactly.
And that's what that list should look like. When you post that statement on the wall, when you post those features on the wall, people should feel that clarity and that motivation, that excitement.
Exactly. So to recap what we just talked about, you want to begin to, again, brainstorm exactly what your app's going to do, what it's going to be great at. Right. You want to hone that focus of your idea. You want to take a look at the marketplace. You want to sit down and brainstorm. Go grab a cup of coffee, a cup of water, whatever your beverage of choice is, and sit down with some colleagues, friends, or yourself and just pin ideas to the wall. Do some research. Look in the marketplace and see what exactly is missing and how your app could fill that space. Yeah. If you have an idea that has a similar app out there, perhaps you decide how your app is so much more special and different than what's already out there. And so from that idea, you're going to be able to create a great app statement. Again, it's that one sentence solution. You fill in the blank. This app is great at fill in the blank. And so that keeps you, again, honest. It's something that you can write on a sticky note and paste it right above your computer, right above your bed at night, wherever you need to keep your idea focused on this app. Once you have that great at statement, you can begin to create user flows that tie directly back into that great at statement. And so figure out how users are going to move through your app. That's essentially defining what goals you want users to be able to achieve in your app. And then you're going to be able to get those features listed out and tie those directly back to user flows. You're going to be able to, again, have this litmus test of does that feature match that user flow?
Right.
And then does that user flow match that great at statement? And so you're going to have a great hierarchy happening.
Yeah, and it's always going to be about reinforcing that greatness. And when it's a mobile touch application, again, you know, using even like the hallway usability test, it's going to be something that when you're super focused like that and you have an app that really lets that greatness shine through user flows and your scenarios, people are just going to get in the flow of your app. They're just going to love it because it's going to be so focused on those things that you're great at. Just like we saw with Contoso Cookbook, and we'll be seeing out, you know, throughout the whole jumpstart.
Exactly. I'd love to walk us through Contoso Cookbook again and show how we fulfilled a lot of those user flows. And I have it here open on my screen.
Right.
And notice that I'm at 1920 by 1080. So my resolution is slightly different from Chris's.
Right.
We took that into consideration. And we'll talk about how to manage different presentations of your app in a few presentations when we talk about different screen sizes. And so that's just another great thing to point out, that the app works really well in several of these situations. So what I want to point out here is that, again, bringing those user flows in, you have finding great recipes, preparing great recipes, and sharing great recipes. And the first and foremost thing that you see is beautiful recipe imagery. You see the steam bun baos recipe that is, it's beautiful, it's being promoted, the caprese salad next to it, the tomato sauce. So those are really pushing those first couple of user flows. You have those recipes immediately available.
Yeah, if you tap,
if you tap into that recipe, you can see the ingredients, the directions, everything's right there for you to interact with and immediately start preparing a recipe. Moving over to reviews, again, like I said, I kind of like the idea of being able to remember why I liked a recipe.
Yeah.
If I have a physical cookbook, I write in the margins,
of course,
which some people might hate, but but this allows me to spread my opinion about that recipe as well. My friends will see that I reviewed that recipe. And then, speaking of friends, something else that Contoso Cookbook allows you to do is to socialize with your friends that are on the app as well. And you can send these recipes via email, via social network.
Right.
You can interact and accept friendships in the app. And so it's really quite a thorough coverage of all of our different user flows. And it's beautiful to boot.
Yeah, and the thing that's cool about it is, as you were just, it was funny because when you were going around those different screens within the app, after just reviewing the great at statement, the user flows and the features, I could see those.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they were immediately apparent, and, and that's the mark of a great app. If you're walking down the hall and you show someone a build of the app, you should, you know, if everybody's seen that great at statement and those features up on the wall of the conference room or whatever, they should be able to see them right away, and they should be very easy to show. So it's a great example.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else to add for the less is more philosophy?
Sometimes I think less is more.
Exactly.
So I think we're done.
So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about navigation, where we're going to talk about creating an information architecture for your app. Now that you have these concepts of your user flows and your features, you're going to be able to start building the bone structure of your app. You're going to be able to figure out the type of navigation that you should be aiming for, and then also be able to fill in the page types that you have. You'll start to see how your app's going to start taking shape.
Exactly. So 10 minutes, and we'll be back. We'll talk about navigation.